We are back. Final segment of the Gunsmith Show for this Saturday.
Yeah, don't say final in a bad way.
No. We'll come back. We'll do it all again next week.
Well, I hope we got your coffee filled up because we got some good stuff coming at you here for the next 10, 15 minutes.
Graduation celebrations and more. This segment brought to you by Williams Gun Sight Company.
That's right. On the range since 1926. 99 years of a gun shop. Can you imagine that? You can go to WilliamsGunSight.com. Check out their website. That's really cool to check out. You know, and I always do it on my iPhone. And I've been doing it on my laptop lately because it's so much better. That's the way you always see it is on your laptop. I always see it on my phone, you know, and it's a world of difference.
Yeah.
And they've got the page on there that really caught my eye that was like not discontinued guns, but guns they're not going to carry anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And but they're beautiful guns just because new models came out. Mm-hmm. And so they're clearanced guns, fabulous guns, clearanced. And great priced. And so I'm highlighting some of those today, but I'm going to tell you this. We all know this is the busy time of year because everybody's busy. Everybody's got every weekend's got something to do or five things to do. Open houses. Hats off to those parents that, you know, have got their kids through school and they're happy and they're getting ready to do an open house. But especially I got to give hats off to some of my friends that have made sure that their kids' open houses have occurred at the gun club. Now, they all got meeting rooms. They're all big. They're set up for buffets. And if you coordinate things right, a lot of times, especially at the shotgun clubs, and I know they do this at Frankenmuth and Genesee, which is in Flushing, Grand Blanc, and probably Lapeer, where they've got a great setup for a party. There's no drinking, you know, because it's a teen event, basically. Mm-hmm. The family's there. It's a fun camaraderie event, and it's a chance to teach kids and invite kids to come out and shoot safely. I've worked several of these where you go as a volunteer and you teach kids how to shoot, and next thing you know, the dad's out there shooting, the mom's out there shooting too, and the family covers all the expenses, but the family, you know, of the child.
Right.
But it's I still get people that come up to me and say, you know, young men will tap me on the shoulder and say, Mr. Smith, you remember it was like 2016, I was at an open house, you taught me how to shoot skeet. Man, I've never forgot that day, you know, and it's like, that's cool, you know, and that's it's a good feeling. You know, I imagine elementary school teachers get the same thing, but I get it in a different way.
Yeah.
So,
And
I've never once seen where pictures, any of their pictures on like the post office wall or anything like that. So they're all good kids. Every last one of them. So I'm sure of it.
Yep.
I'm sure of it. So now some of my best memories at open houses are these. You know, you go to an open house, a lot of times there's nothing to do. You sit around, talk, you look at the pictures, and out the door you go. You make it in and out thing. Here they stick around for a couple hours. They shoot. They break bread. We have fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get a competition going. There's always competition. And I love it when the kids outshoot the dads. But when the dads got to outshoot the kids, that's like, come on, dude, let your kid win. He's young, you know, but some dads just won't do it. They will stay out there till they outshoot him, you know.
Well,
he's got
it. You know, life's hard.
And, yeah.
You got to teach him.
Apparently, there's always going to be somebody better. But so don't rule out using those gun clubs and ask around. You might know somebody that can rent it for you or get in there, you know, if you're not a member, but as long as they're going to be there. But that shooting venue is very safe, and it's well overseen at every single club I've ever been to. And I think it's a great time, and it can introduce kids to sports that you love. And it's a way to go back to that first segment we talked about today, which is passing it on and being a good teacher and being a good parent. Opportunity to really make a difference in these kids' life and push on that inclination to shoot skeet or shoot trap or shoot clays. Sure, it's going to cost a few bucks, but, you know, it'll be such a memorable event. It's certainly worth it. So let's look at Williams Gun Sight's website, which is williamsgunsight.com. And I want you to, as you get in there, I want you to click over onto those clearance guns. They're new guns on clearance at a discount price. And I'm going to talk about five guns I picked today that are going to be excellent graduation gifts. Now, we did that for Jacob when he graduated. when he was born, I bought him something. I bought him some gun. I don't remember what it was. I think it was a shotgun or something. And, of course, he didn't grow into it, so we got rid of it and got him something better. But as he got older, he grew and grew and grew. And by the time he graduated, he was already 6'5" and a big kid. And he was really loving to shoot. So for graduation, we got him an Over and Under Ruger Red Label. Beautiful shotgun. He still cherishes it. He's very good with it. And it's one of those guns he'll never get rid of. You know, he'll have that one forever. Just like I have the gun my dad taught me on. And dad saw me graduate and died a few weeks later. And so I'm very thankful for that. And he knew he handed me down that gun, so I was good to go. You know, plus he'd already bought me another side-by-side, so I've had a lot of fun with it. But I want to pick on five guns I picked on this list. I went right to the shotguns. No talking about pistols or anything for graduation. Shotguns for sporting use. And I picked on these new Weatherbys. Weatherby has come out with a new gun. It's an inertia-fired gun. It's the Model 18, the Weatherby 18i Deluxe. Now, these guns are beautiful. They're beautiful walnut. Blued barrel. The receiver is like nickel chrome, and it's engraved, and it's just beautiful. So it's a 20 gauge with a 28 inch barrel. The Turkish walnut just jumps on it with the engraving and everything. It's with the inertia guns, it's going to be a very low recoil gun. So wonderful for the smaller shooters or even young ladies. It's a very comfortable gun to shoot. And the price on this one is $1,437.95. So great gun, great price. And it's one of those, it's a hand-me-down gun. It is absolutely beautiful. Now, if you want to get into something a little bigger, they have the exact same gun in 12-gauge. The 12-gauge is actually $100 cheaper. It's $1,324.95. Just as pretty. Same exact gun, only it's downsized, or it's bigger than the 20 gauge because it's a 12 gauge. But boy, is it sharp. You would be a very, very, very proud parent by giving that to your youngster that just graduated from school or has been on the skeet team and they want to have something really nice. And these semi-automatics are getting very, very popular with skeet teams and such. So now the next gun is one of the most classic shotguns I've ever wanted in my life. It's a Browning Satori 725. Now, they've come out now with the 825s, but the 725s are still fabulous guns. They actually have one in left-handed, which is rare. Now, shotguns, Dan, shotguns are designed for right-handed shooters or left-handed shooters. There's a slight curve to the buttstock. It's designed to be comfortable for the right-handed shooter. 90% of the guns are, 95% are. Occasionally, you find a lefty. Well, they got one in 725. It's a 725 12-gauge SPTG. So I think it's Sporting Trap something. I don't know what SPTG means, but doggone, is this a pretty gun. Fabulous 32-inch. It's probably a trap gun with 32-inch barrels. With that long of barrels, it's very good for sporting clays and for trap. The price on this one, these things usually run over $3,000. This one's $2,557, so 2557.95. Fabulous 12-gauge, and be a proud addition to any lefty's closet, I tell you. And then here's another semi-auto that is really coming on strong. Now, this is a turkey gun, but you can still use it for sporting clays or even skeet shooting. It'd be a lot of fun. It's a Mossberg 940. This is a 940 Pro. This is the one that Jerry Mikuluk uses all the time, but it doesn't have the long tube. It doesn't have the 8-shot tube. It's only got a 5-shot tube. The Mossberg 940 Pro 24. It's got a 24-inch barrel, camouflage pattern on the whole gun. It's a turkey gun, but here's the nice part. It's only $831.95. So that makes for an affordable gun, so to speak, if $800 is affordable for you. But it's a very, very nice shotgun, and this is another inertia gun that just rocks. Super, super fast gun. Now, last but not least, if the budget says, wait a minute, Smith, I don't know who you think you are, but I can't afford that kind of gun, but you still want to get a good gun, Winchester makes an SXP. It's a Super X pump is what it stands for. 12-gauge, 28-inch barrel. They got this one, and I don't know how many of these they have, but doggone, this is very, very tempting to go over there and get it today. 12 gauge with 28 inch barrel, Cerakoted in tan, and it's a camo. It's a light, like a desert camo, but it's really sharp looking. Of course, it's got tubes. It's brand new in the box. And at Williams, on this discount rack for clearance guns, it's only $331.95 for a brand new 12 gauge. And it's a good gun. So go to their website under clearance new firearms and really look them over. There's a lot of them on there. There's handguns, there's rifles, there's shotguns.
Or get on over to the store.
Just go to the store. They're open 10 to 6, 7 days a week. They have a 90-day layaway program, and they also do trade-ins. So you might have grandpa's guns or uncle's guns that you just don't care for anymore and you want to get rid of them. Pass them on to somebody else. It might be exactly what somebody else is looking for. Williams will buy them from you, if it's doable. And you can use that money towards your trade.
Lapeer Road right off Irish there in Davison, just right. South 69. Great spot. Almost 100 years now.
Yeah, next year it'll be 100 years. So looking forward to that. And that's going to be quite a celebration. Hey. So we got to go. So remember to send me any emails at shooter@thegss.com. You can go to our website, thegss.com, listen to the show over again if you'd like to, and critique me. Let me know how I'm doing. If there's something
questions,
you want me to talk about.
Comments.
Yeah.
You got guns you want to talk about, ammo. Send them to him because he'll work them into a future show.
What's it really like working with Dan Foley? You know, that kind of stuff. It's important.
Don't open up that can of worms.
Hey, what do you got going on for the auction? You got something coming up big in the auction?
We're doing Max Sudes. We've got a patio set. It's gorgeous.
Oh, I was hoping you were going to say hot tub.
No, it's a well. It's patio. They got all kinds of great stuff. But yeah. So get to Seize the Deal, Flint. Seize the Deal, Flint. That auction going on now ends at 5 today.
Okay.
5 p.m.
Good.
Today.
Good, good, good.
Come on back next week. Same time, same place.
That's right.
The Gunsmith Show. 8 a.m. till 9 p.m. Here on US 103.1. You're home for ultimate classic rock.